Hello everyone, I'm Shashank Bajpayee. I am the Chief Information Security Officer at one of the public sector enterprises, and I'm here to talk about information security, governance and risk and compliances, starting with the module of information security and IS governance, that is a chapter 1. In this chapter, the contents basically are basic principles of information security governance, critical components of information security. Information and knowledge based on it and have increasingly become recognized as information assets. These are vital enablers of business operations and require adequate levels of protection. Nowadays, the business imperatives are very much in lines and very much derived from IT imperatives, and technology is driving business in the new age era of IT. Information sensitive to business is even more critical, making information security a vital area of concern. The basic principles of information security include the confidentiality, integrity and availability. These are also known as the CIA triad. Confidentiality is a prevention of disclosure of information to unauthorized individuals or systems, whereas integrity is wherein the data cannot be modified without authorization. Availability deals with the information to be available to all authorized persons when it is supposed to be available. Basic principles continue with authenticity, non-reputation and identification. Authenticity is also considered as check of what exactly is the person entitled to or whether it is authorized to deal with the changes. So authenticity is a validation that both the parties involved are who they claim to be. Non-reputation are party to a transaction that cannot deny having received or sent an electronic record. Non-reputation is many times used in cyber litigations or information security litigative environments. Identification, subject professes to its identity to initiate the process of authentication, authorization and accountability. Basic principles also include authorization, accountability and auditability. Authorization is requested activity or access is given and the rights and privileges are assigned to the authenticated identity. So authentication is the first step prior to authorization. Authorization gives the rights and privileges of the role-based access mechanism to certain information systems. Accountability is wherein the subjects are held accountable for their actions. Auditability is the accountability is checked and confirmed. Auditability also includes timestamps and again is used for litigative manners as to whether the person which was authorized and authenticated was really allowed to have access to certain systems. Information security governance. The critical outcomes of IS governance are alignment of information security with business strategy to support organizational objectives. Many times IT acts as the support system, but as I said earlier, business strategy nowadays are driven by the IT changes. We have seen in the financial sector wherein a lot of finance developments, IT developments have driven markets and deferred to have new business opportunities for various businesses like soft wallets, fintech business and other companies in the same regard. Management and mitigation of risks and reduction of potential impacts on information resources to an acceptable level is also governed by the information security governance. Management of IS performance by measuring, monitoring and reporting IS governance matrix. The optimization of IS investments in line with organizational objectives. Always the objectives are driven from the business, as I said, the business imperatives, organizational objectives, organizational goals and the values. The benefits of IS governance is increased predictability and reduction of uncertainty in business operations. As I said, business operations are now very much linked with the IT operations, and IS governance enables that information flowing in the governed structure of the IT systems is very well mannered. A level of assurance that critical decisions are not based on faulty information, enabling efficient and effective risk management, protection from the increasing potential legal liabilities, compliances, risk and governance, as I said earlier. Process improvement, reduced losses from security related events and prevention of catastrophic consequences. Cyber risks and cyber related events have caused wide scale reputational damages as well as losses to business operations. We have seen a lot of ransomware attacks, hampering the business of huge shipping giants, as well as public sector enterprises, right from national power grid networks in various European countries like Ukraine. Improved reputation in the market and among customers is also governed by ISO information security governance, with likes of ISO 27001 compliances kind of certificates, which gives the presence of more values to the company, as well as more structured governance of the information assets. The main activities: development and ongoing maintenance of security policies, assignment of roles and responsibilities and accountability for information security, development, maintenance of security and control framework that consists of standards, measures, practices and procedures. The classification and alignment of ownership of information assets are some of the key activities in information security governance. Key activities also include periodic risk assessment for ensuring adequate, effective and tested controls for people, processes and technology. It's always the people, process, technology which governs the information security, ensuring security to be integral to all organizational processes. Process to monitor security related incidents, security incident registers, security incident framework, incident management framework, as well as various other activities related to security incidents which highlight and roll back to business related incidents are also the main activity of information security governance. Effective identity and access management processes, which includes role-based access mechanism, authorization, right to auditability, accountability, everything is included in the identity and access management. Generation of meaningful metrics of security performance, isolated awareness sessions to users, officials, including senior officials and board members. Awareness sessions are very much critical to any business, because people, process and technology, the people forms a various critical link. People is always considered to be the weakest link in the security triad, wherein awareness enables this weak link to be continuously trained and made aware of various security challenges, various cyber threats which are existing. Once the information related to cyber security is given to end users, including senior officials, they may make them more cyber resilient, as well as more governed in the structure. The critical components of information security controls are like policies and procedures. The policy should identify and implement appropriate IS measures, practices in line with business needs. The information security policy and the cyber security policy are some of the policies which are nowadays in fact presented at the board level and approved at the board level, because they govern the entire cyber posture. This has been driven by various regulations by RBI, IRDA, SEBI, as well as other financial regulators, as well as compliance heads, so that they give a more structured governance model to the policies. The policies are also driven by various international guidelines. Apart from the regulatory guidelines, some standards like NIST framework, ISO 27000 framework, these are the various frameworks which control and give outline to an information security policy. The policy and procedure should communicate the general and specific security roles and responsibilities for all employees within their job description. The digital evidence should be carefully tracked, documented and suitably authenticated by concerned personnel per legal requirements. The points to be considered in a policy framework are: objectives, scope, ownership and responsibility for IS policy, the IS organization structure, IS roles and responsibilities, the periodic review of the policy, the penal measures for violation of policies, identification, authorization and granting of access to IT assets, and an incident monitoring and management process. These are the key points which always should be considered while drafting any information security policy. The IS organization structure and IS roles and responsibilities may fall back to the entire CIO, CSO, CISO or CRO or CDO structure. It depends from the it depends on the organization wide structure, as well as the culture within the organization to define the roles and responsibilities of an organization. Whereas the penal measures for violation of policies, especially in IS policies, has to be thrown back to the HR manuals and HR procedures. An incident monitoring and management process is very critical, as it might cover certain security incidents and might in fact allow inter-department communications, right from information security to network security to network management to in fact senior management, where in the case of cyber crisis there would be some cyber crisis drill or cyber crisis management exercise to be carried out. The points were also included in the policy framework must have the management of technology solutions for information security, management and monitoring of service providers, requirements relating to the recruitment, selection of qualified staff, and external contractors. It should also include a strategy for periodic training and enhancing skills of IS personnel. Critical components of information security also include some of the important policies like logical access control, asset management, network access control, password management, email security, remote access, mobile computing, backup and archival, change management, patch management. When it comes to risk assessment, you know, it involves assessing the impact of critical information if a threat uses vulnerability to cause harm. The impact is a loss of confidentiality, integrity, and availability of the information asset. As I said, standards like ISO 27001, 27002, 27005 are explicit in requiring a risk assessment to be carried out. The process of risk management is an ongoing iterative process, and it should always fall back to form a risk register and a risk management framework. Risk management process, you know, consists of identification of assets, estimation of their value, conduction of threat assessment, vulnerability assessment, calculating the impact that each threat would have on each asset. Many a times there you would find that when we are classifying an asset, it might be of least value to the organization. Something like of an attendance management system for an employee. But as it is, you know, open to internet and it has a huge threat to the cyber world, you know, the threat assessment and vulnerability assessments, because it is not frequently patched, even it might contain certain vulnerabilities. In such a case, the threat and vulnerability score of such an asset goes high. So it's always the information management procedures which would require a right amount of procedures and right amount of selecting and implementing appropriate controls for which asset has to be defined and strategized accordingly. In the case which I mentioned, likes of the attendance management system, even if it is exposed to it is of least value to the information security governance and overall organization, but still, as it is open to internet and it might have huge threats because of not frequently patching the system, it might raise the risk level of the particular system. Identifying and selecting is very, very critical. Also, evaluating the effectiveness of the control measures which are deployed for each of the information asset has to be regularly checked. The inventory and information of data classification. A clear and distinct identification of each and every asset has to be maintained in the inventory. It is relative value of the organization which will fall back into the information register, also the inventory. The data classification is also critical, where we understand that data is now the driving factor for various businesses. The location of the information asset, its security or risk classification, the group under which the asset can be classified, the ownership, so that the accountability can be transferred to the right individual within the organization, and also it is properly governed by its own governance matrix. Its designated custodian. Assigning initial information classification and periodically reviewing the classification is very much part of the information classification standards. Ensuring security controls, reviewing and ensuring currency of the access rights and associated with information assets is also a part of the various IS roles. Determining security requirements, access criteria, and backup requirements also follow through the same information security guidelines as per the ISO standards. The information custodian, whereas, is performing backups according to the requirements established by the information owner, when necessary, restoring the lost or corrupted data from the backup media, and ensures the record retention requirements are met based on the information owner's needs or as per the compliance requirements. Application owner, whereas, is establishing the user's criteria, availability, requirements, and audit trails for the application. Ensuring security controls associated with the application are commensurate with the support for the information classification. Performing or delegating day-to-day security administration, approval of exception access requests, appropriate actions on the security violations, etc. are all the part of application owner. The user manager performs key responsibilities of informing security administration of termination of any employee so that the concerned user ID can be revoked. This is a very key step, because we have seen many a times, due to fault of certain user managers, the information pertaining to employees which have left the organization does not flow back into the right information security register, and the user IDs which have been created continue to remain created. Informing security administration at the right time when the concerned individual is leaving the organization or might be shifted to some other department is very much critical, so that its rights and privileges are changed and the transfer is involved for the same product. Reporting any security incident or suspected incident is also responsibility of the user manager. Ensuring that employees are aware of relevant security policies, procedures and standards is also the key responsibility of the user manager. The security administrator is the one who takes a very key role in the information security governance. Security administrator also does the understanding of different data environments and the impact of granting access to them. Security administrator ensures the access requests are consistent with the security guidelines and compliance requirements, administering access rights according to the criteria established by the information owners is also on the security administrator. Creating and removing user IDs as directed by the user manager, distributing and following up on security violation reports are some of the other functions which security administrator has to carry out. The end user, who is actually the user of the system, is also called as the end user or the customer or the client. Maintaining confidentiality of login passwords, ensuring security and information entrusted to their care is looked by the end user. As an end user, the end user has to responsibly handle all the login passwords, OTPs and other authentication mechanisms given to them. That's where we see a lot of awareness sessions driving normal end users or us as clients of various banking, non-banking systems of continuously not sharing the OTP requests or OTP with other fraudulent users. The end user also does behave of business assets as well as the information resources approved for the purpose only. Adhering to all information security policies, procedures and standards is also responsibility of an end user as a corporate end user. Each and every employee within an organization also falls as an end user because they are using the information of the particular governance model. The promptly reporting security incidents to the management is also a responsibility of end user. As an end user is the first one to receive any kind of misbehavior in the system, might be on the desktop or on the mobile or laptop, any other systems, as he is continuously involved in doing certain business operations or certain non-business operations also. The access control. Talking of access control, internal sabotage or insider threat, is also, very much considered. The clandestine espionage or fruitive attacks by trusted employees, contractors or vendors are among the most serious potential risks. The current and past employees, contractors, vendors, those have made knowledge of the inner working systems, operations and inner controls have a significant advantage over external attackers. Insider threat is also very much critical and has to be remediated by only having a stringent access control mechanism in place. The insider threat is much more challenging because they are considered to be on our trusted networks. When an employee walks into the organization, he swipes his identity card, goes into his designated seat and opens up a system. The system is itself trusted to connect to the right roles and privileges assigned to the particular user. It is this internal user which might act as an espionage or might do internal sabotage, or knowingly or unknowingly. We have seen lot of cyber attacks, lot of cyber damages and huge data leakages happening from various key enterprises due to failure of access control mechanism. Talking of information asset lifecycle, which is an ongoing support, change management controls are a key management framework to ensure that the business objectives continually meet the following changes. Configuration management controls to ensure that the configuration minimizes the vulnerabilities and is defined, assessed, maintained and managed. The change management also has to be tracked with various information security governance structures across the governance lifecycle. Also, the information asset lifecycle includes development and environment controls to ensure that development, test and production environments are properly segregated. Many times we have seen within an organization that the same patch level code is running from dev, test SIT integration testing, system integration testing, also known as SIT, user acceptance testing called as UAT, and such other environments. And there is also the production in a replica environment, which acts as a bug fix environment. But these all environments are there to control or follow a secure SDLC lifecycle, which is also the software development lifecycle. The patch management controls, you know, play a key role over here to manage the application of the patches to the software that addresses known vulnerabilities in timely manner. It is always seen that there is some leakage or some shortage, some vulnerability which exists in the development environment, and the same vulnerability carries through to the production environments because there is no well segregated on the network architecture as well as at the design level. Personal security, as I said, people, process and technology are the three main focus areas for information security governance. Personal security is to see that authorized users can pose a potential threat to systems and data owing to their internal access and intimate knowledge. The degree of internal access granted to some of the users can increase the risk of accidental damage or the loss of information. If a person is designated or designated only to use the business operations is not allowed to use IT operations, there should be proper segregation based on the authorization. It is also seen that even the access cards allow the access within the inside information, key information asset places like of data center. There are very strong physical access mechanisms, resistors of granting access to the personnel, avoiding tailgating kind of incidents, and also ensuring that whenever the personnel is traveling to such high classified information zones, as always has been authorized and followed up by some escorted designated user. The personal security is also increases where the risk exposure from the internal users include alerting data, deleting production and backup data, disrupting, destroying systems, stealing data and espionage. There should be a process to verify job application information on all new employees. Personnel with privileged access, like administrators, should be subjected to rigorous background checks and screening. Nowadays, it is mandated for every system owner to have multiple background checks and screening while going through the onboarding procedures. It should also be a part of the HR onboarding process, and the information security governance should also incorporate the HR policies and HR manuals so that the proper background checks and screening is included at all different levels. Physical security. Talking of physical security, the environmental controls are also play a definitive role in information security governance. Secure location for critical assets, providing protection from natural and man-made threats. We have data centers which have restricted access, and it should be very, very sensitive areas wherein we keep our servers, data storages, and various mechanisms. Suitable preventive mechanisms for various threats. Monitoring mechanisms for detection of compromises of controls relating to the temperature, water, smoke, access alarms, access log reviews, etc. The entire physical and data environment controls the IT systems from the harms from the man-made and natural threats. An IT system is always very, very sensitive to different temperatures. As I said, there has to be even the HVAC systems, the temperature control systems have to be alerted. There are various rodent-driven technologies to even avoid the harm from rodents, because they are very much effective to destroy or damage the critical network connections. Fire alarms, smoke alarms also play an important role wherein we try to avoid the various fire-related threats which happen to the systems. Data centers are also graded and audited by their different tiers, also known as the security governance structure for a data center, which includes multiple sources of power grids, multiple sources of network connectivity, as well as multiple source ingress and egress mechanisms, so that there is no other mechanism for the breaches. Data centers are also very much critical while we are trying to evaluate no manned or completely automated data centers like of Google, Microsoft and Facebook. They are also very much in lines to save the alarm systems and access log reviews because they undergo rigorous audit mechanisms, because we want to protect the data which is stored in the data centers from any kind of theft. The user training and awareness is the human link, as I said, is the weakest link in the information security chain. The training program needs to be periodically updated in line with the changes in the IS framework. Human link, as I earlier said, is the weakest link. It can also become the strongest link if it is very well aware and trained. The mechanism needs to be in place to track the effectiveness of training programs. Regular checks, regular drills, and regular stimulated phishing or spam phishing attacks can be made can make the human link very much resilient. It's a human link which would be able to reciprocate or alert the information security coordinators and managers as to if there is any threat which is coming. As simple as my desktop is behaving very slow, or is working very slow, is a simple behavioral change in the information system which a normal human link has discovered. If this is reported that the system is behaving very slow and is not responding, there might be a chances that a malware or a virus has been affected to that system, or else there is someone who is trying to gain illegal access to the system. It might be a case of suspicion. It might be true or not true will be depend on the investigation which might be further carried out by the information security team. But with the due training and awareness, the human link is aware as to which channel has to be approached in case of any such kind of threats or attacks. As soon as he sees any phishing or any spam email on his inbox, he would definitely alert the information security team saying that I have received such and such suspicious email. Can you just go back and check? This might be a mass phishing attack across the enterprise wide. The incident management. Talking of incident management is the capability to manage incidents so that the exposure is contained and recovery achieved within a specified time objective. The security incident management framework includes various security incidents, outages, degradation of services, unauthorized access given to systems, and what kind of management framework or what kind of roles and responsibilities each and every department plays in case of such incidents. Clear accountability and communication strategy is established, escalation matrices are defined, reporting and compliances with regulatory requirements is also ensured while designing an incident management framework. Application control. Each application to have owner must be assigned to a different application owner. For example, a mobile business or a mobile banking as a business would be owned by a digital marketing or a digital sales or a digital banking as a dependent entity of the bank. All application systems need to be tested before the implementation. The application owner controls the entire governance of the application. IS security to be considered at all the stages of software development while we consider in the application controls. Whereas all application systems need to have, you know, audit trails and a mechanism so that each and every change in the application is very well audited. Prioritizing the changes to be an application is a key responsibility of the application owner. Deciding on data classification, purging procedures is also responsibility of the owner. Ensuring that adequate controls are built into the application and the application meets the business needs are all ensured by the application owner. Deciding on acquisition, development of any new application or removal of any old application or certain modules or new modules within an existing application is also part of the application owner. Ensuring that change management procedures are involved, various compliances are met, the logs are enabled and monitored is all governed by the application owner. Critical components of information security also include mitigation or migration control. The documented migration policy need to be indicated the requirement of roadmap or the migration plan methodology. Migration follows the key component of data, as there are various data flows which have to be channelized and inspected throughout the lifecycle. Explicit sign-offs are needed from the users, application owners, and custodians after each stage of migration. The last copy of data before conversion from old platform to the first copy of the data after conversion to the new platform has to be maintained separately in a different archive. The implementation of new chat technologies is also very much critical. there is a need to carry out due diligence with regards to new technologies since they potentially introduce additional risk exposures. IT landscape is always changing with the new technologies, new application designing technologies, as well as application coding technologies. But certain risks are inherited by such new technologies. Any new business products introduced along with the underlying information systems need to be assessed as part of formal product approval process. Each new technology must be benchmarked against various minimum baseline security standards which are released by the global standards. Encryption. The types of encryptions are symmetric encryption and asymmetric encryption. Encryption is another key mechanism to protect any data, and data security is all driven by encryption. Symmetric encryption uses the same key algorithm by the creator and a reader of a file or a message. The creator uses the key and algorithm to encrypt, and the reader uses both to decrypt. Hence, it is symmetric. The asymmetric encryption lessens the risk of key exposure by using two mathematically related keys, the private key and the public key. When one key is used to encrypt, the other key can be used to decrypt. Only private key must be kept as secret. Asymmetric encryption is very well adopted when we are dealing with sensitive data. Symmetric encryption is generally used wherein there is a data flow and the encryption decryption time of completion required is very less. Symmetric encryption can also be used with automated systems wherein we design the creator and the reader to be automated systems and not as end users. Whereas asymmetric encryption should always be used wherein the reader and the creator are individuals and not just systems. As I said, flowing through the encryption, data security, there is need to ensure the integrity and consistency of all the data stored in electronic form, such as databases, data warehouses, data archives. Policies regarding media handling, disposal and transit need to be implemented. There should be secure storage of media. Appropriate disposal procedures need to be put in place, both electronic and paper-based medias. Customer account and transaction data need to be encrypted at all stages. Data is of critical importance to any business organization. They have seen various massive data leakages happening due to not putting adequate data security measures and data encryption in place.